Let's come back to this Darts story, because that's becoming a big story here this morning on this programme. Big Darts night last night in Belfast. We've been getting complaints from people in the crowd saying they were attacked, but with alcohol thrown over them. The Belfast Telegraph's Jonathan McCambridge is a big Darts fan. I know you weren't there last night, Jonathan, but you're not surprised at what you're hearing here.
Not at all, Stephen. No, I've been to the Darts, obviously, the last 4 years, but I deliberately didn't go last night. What I should say is I go to Darts all over the UK. Go to England, go to Scotland. I go down to Dublin as well to watch the Darts. But the Odyssey, it's a different kettle of fish. I was there last year. I took my younger brother, and we saw fights. There's always drinking at the Darts. I mean, that's part and parcel of it. And anybody who doesn't understand that, probably they're being naive.
Well, look, I understand there's drinking at the Darts, but there has to be a degree of control. There has to be safety. You can't have members of a crowd, you know, having alcohol or something else thrown over them. That's not on, Jonathan, no matter what the culture is.
That's absolutely right. And whenever I go to Darts anywhere else, while there's obviously a lot of drink taken, there's a family atmosphere and you feel safe. And that's at the Alexandra Palace in London or at the Civic Centre in Wolves. You go and it's fun and you feel safe.
But how did you feel in Belfast in the Odyssey?
It's a great atmosphere, but there are times where you feel you're not safe. I mean, I've seen elements of sectarian chanting at the Darts in the Odyssey. I've seen fights every time I've gone, crowds mulling about outside looking for trouble. And it takes it to a different level. And as I say, I took my younger brother last year, and at the end of it, and I spoke to other people who were in the same position, said, look, we won't come back, because, you know, you want to go and you want to enjoy the spectacle, you want to have fun, you want to watch the sport. But if you leave at the end of the night thinking, gosh, you know, you could have your head kicked in, then it's really not worth it.
Yeah, you're clearly a massive Darts fan. It's sad what we're hearing here.
Sad. I mean, I would say, you know, it's only a small element, and, you know, most of the people, I mean, it's 7,500, I think, go to the Odyssey, and it sells out in minutes. It's one of the biggest events they do. It's a great success. You know, probably 7,000 out of those people are there to have fun, and they love the Darts, and you're talking about a few hundred, but that's all it takes. And, you know, I went the last 4 years, and every year I saw at least one, and on some occasions several fights. And when that's in the crowd, and it's, you know, sometimes it can spread, and when you've got that amount of drink and you can see people close to you getting involved in trouble.
But this is about event management, isn't it? And security, and how the Odyssey and their management team and their security team handle it. That's what this is about.
The PDC, who run this event, you know, they're a very, very professional organisation. They go all over the UK. Premier League goes to every single main arena across the UK.
I think we're trying to contact them, actually, now. We've been trying to contact whoever it is behind the promotion of this, because it won't just be the Odyssey. I'm not too sure how far we've got with that. Who do you say it is?
It's the PDC, the Professional Darts Corporation. To be fair,
we need to get a response from them about this.
Yes, they run the event. It's, I mean, they do this all over the UK. They have a trouble before in Glasgow. Similar sort of things happening. But you know, if you're watching this event on Sky TV, which, you know, hundreds of thousands of people will be last night, you know, they focus on the Darts. They hear that, you know, they don't see what's going on always in the crowd. They don't see that people are fighting. They just see the action on the door, and the way that they control the crowd shots. It's very clever. So that what you see is lots of people having fun, which most people are, and any little bad element is edited out.
Okay, Jonathan, thank you very much indeed. Here's Andrew. Morning, Andrew.
Morning, Stephen.
Were you there?
I was, yeah.
What was it like?
What you should do next year, Stephen, you should go and witness it for yourself.
I'd be going absolutely nowhere near it.
Ah, you should.
The thought of standing somewhere and someone throwing beer over me, absolutely not.
You go and see it for yourself. I went to the men's loose last night, and you wouldn't have seen anybody in it for smoke. They were smoking in the toilets and everything, you know. It's great.
You didn't enjoy it then?
Well, I enjoyed the Darts, yeah, but I didn't enjoy the aftermath and the in-between times.
And some of the stuff that's been described here this morning, did you see any of that?
Did surely, yeah. There was a wee lad sitting across from me. Yeah, they had his hood up at the end of the event, you know. There was that much beer coming around. That wee kid was about 9, 10 years of age, sitting with his hood up in the Odyssey Arena.
Well, now, I'm sure that the Odyssey would want more information than that, because they've got a very strict security policy of not letting people in who are underage?
Well, he was there to see the darts, so he wasn't there for a drink, you know.
Okay. He's probably there with his parents, was he not?
He was, aye. He was there with his parents, surely, yeah. Yeah, there was actually two wee lads together, you know. But
hold on a minute. Are you telling me? I thought this would have been an over 18. Are you telling me kids could get into this?
No. Women and children there as well, Stephen.
So children were in, while all of this mad drinking activity was going on, while they're throwing beer over each other, fights, all this kind of stuff, there's kids in the middle of that.
Yeah, there is, yeah.
I didn't know that.
There is.
Right, well, look, we're under
I wouldn't take my kids to, I know, Stephen, to be honest with you.